Ladies and gentlemen, Garfield and friends.
We're
ready.
Ready
to
party.
I hope you bring lots of spaghetti.
I'm scared.
Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends. Come on in, it's time to party with Garfield and friends. Dancing.
Fiesta.
Romancing.
Siesta.
Samba.
La bamba.
Ay, caramba.
Disguises.
Surprises.
Surprises.
And pies of.
And pies of.
All sizes.
Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends. Come on in, it's time to party with Garfield and friends. Come on in, it's time to party with Garfield and friends. Garfield and friends.
Today's show is brought to you by the letter K and the number 9. Here, boy. There's something very special about Odie. That wasn't what was special. Now that was special. I have a sad tale to tell you today, folks. It's about Binky the Clown. Want to hear it? If you don't, we don't have much of an episode here. Okay. It all started a few weeks ago. Binky was the number one kid show host in town until one day...
Station manager! Binky, parents are complaining that your show isn't educational.
My show is very educational!
Oh, really? Just what is it your show teaches children? I mean, besides that.
I make children... I entertain!
Well, that's not good enough anymore. We need social content. We need educational value. We need the Buddy Bears.
Buddy Bears?
That's right. Come on in, boys.
Oh, we are the Buddy Bears. We always get along. Each day we do a little dance and sing a little song.
If you ever disagree, it means that you are wrong.
Oh, we are the Buddy Bears. We always get along.
That was terrific, boys!
Yes! Thank you!
Always agree!
Binky was horrified, as who wouldn't be? And he was even more horrified to hear...
I'm giving him your time slot, clown! Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes, you do. But we'll find some other show for you! Now, you see, that's the kind of antisocial, cruel humor we're trying to get rid of.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more.
Yes, nothing more else than antisocial humor.
The station manager tried hard to find another show for Binky.
And now the evening news with Binky the Clown.
Hey, news fans! Our top story... Nine-year-old boy today swallowed a frog. The boy is reported doing well. He hasn't croaked yet. Let's go to the weather. Any chance of rain?
None whatsoever, Binky.
That's what you think.
They tried everything. For a while, he even hosted the wrestling matches. The wrestlers complained he was so loud they couldn't study their scripts.
Ooh, ow, ooh, don't do that.
Hey, wrestling fans.
Finally, they gave him a polite, dignified farewell. You can imagine my shock one day when I got a small snack and sat down to watch Binky, only to find...
Oh, we are the Buddy Bears, we never have a fight.
Anyone who disagrees is never ever right.
If you have a point of view, then keep it out of sight.
Oh, we are the Buddy Bears, we never have a fight.
On today's show, we're going to teach educational things.
Like how to weave baskets and how to name pigeons. But most of all, we're going to teach you how to be sweet and nice and always agree with everyone.
Well, folks, you know what it takes to cause me to lose my appetite. I had to find out what happened to Binky. It turned out there weren't a lot of jobs around for clowns. For a time, he tried being a chauffeur. That didn't work out so well. Then he got a job in a library.
Hey! Where do these books go?
That lasted a good 8 minutes. How pathetic. Don't worry, Binky. I'll get your show back. Yeah, every so often I do something nice, just to keep folks off guard. I tried to talk some sense into the buddy bears. Guys, you don't always have to agree on everything.
That's right.
Yes, we do.
But what about having an individual point of view?
I have an individual point of view,
and I agree with him,
and I agree with both of them.
We all have an individual point of view.
The buddy bears were driving me bananas. I knew there had to be some way to get them to stop agreeing so much. Then I got an idea.
Get set. You're on the air in 1 minute.
Scusi, I'm the caterer. We're having a pizza for lunch. What would you boys like on your pizza?
Pepperoni and mushrooms.
Anchovies and pineapple.
Sausage and black olives.
What do you mean?
Pepperoni and mushrooms.
Anchovies.
In the history of mankind, no two people have ever been able to agree on pizza toppings.
Bears on the air in 3, 2, 1.
Yes, I'm proud to say that we got rid of that bad influence, Binky the Clown, and we've replaced him with a sweeter, more educational show for children. Here they are, the Buddy Bears!
Anchovies!
What an appalling display! Arguing like that and over pizza!
Stupid argument. Everyone knows you put meatballs and peppers on pizza.
You mean onions and Canadian bacon.
No, you're both wrong. You need your tuna fish and extra cheese.
No, 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 no.
If you don't have your extra cheese,
you don't need it.
You guys don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, it's those Buddy Bears' fault. I've got to get Binky back.
Binky had decided to do what so many clowns eventually do. He was running for public office. The station manager begged him to come back to his old show, and he said yes. Actually, he said,
yes!
So Binky got his own show back, and everyone wound up happy. Sort of. Yeah, you're wondering what happened to the Buddy Bears. Well, while John's away, I needed someone to cook, so I hired them. Guys, it's dinner time!
Oh, we are the Buddy Bears, we never disagree. If you say it's dinner time, it certainly must be.
We'll feed you 100 times with happiness and glee.
Oh, we are the Buddy Bears, we never disagree.
Now, some things, it's good to never argue about.
Wow, 100%, not bad. What's the matter, guys? Head stuck in the roof? Let me give you a helping foot. Oh, I haven't had so much fun since I...
Oh, poor Roy. He fell into the water.
Guess we'd better clean him up.
Okay, okay, we're even.
But you're not dry.
Will this do?
Oh, boy.
A Pictorial History of Pictorial Histories. How to Be Your Own Best Friend's Best Friend. Deja Vu, the sensation that you are doing something you have done before. Deja Vu, the sensation that you are doing something you have done before. Deja Vu, the sensation that you are doing something you have done before. Deja Vu, the sensation that...
Putting your books away, huh, Orson? Nothing gets by me.
These are old books. I don't have any money for new ones.
Well, don't look at me. I can't even afford a new steel-belted radio life preserver.
Oh, I wish we had some way to earn extra money. How to start your own restaurant. What do you think?
We could start our own eating establishment and make a fortune.
This book will tell us how to do it. Let me put a few more away and then we'll get to it. Deja vu, the sensation that you are doing something you have done before. Deja vu, the sensation. Deja vu, deja vu, deja vu, deja vu, deja vu, deja vu.
Got a counter and some dishes and a cook anything cookbook. Got a pencil to take an order, 'cause anything you want to cook, just take a little time to stop in and dine and try our specialties. Our barbecued ice cream, our baked bee's knees. You won't leave hungry 'cause we want to please. It's a delightful little diner and the service here is really swell. Get a smile with your order and a fly in your soup as well. We'll like it the best if we're put to the test and the customer is satisfied. Hey, then we can say the food here's okay, 'cause the customer hasn't died. I'm just kidding, the food's great.
Now all we need is a customer.
I knew there was a catch.
Here comes our first customer now. Good afternoon, sir.
Oh, you mean me? Oh, well, let me see a menu.
Oh, here at Orson's Diner, we don't bother with menus. Our kitchen is fully stocked.
You name it, we'll make it.
If you can order something we can't fix, you eat free for a month.
Free for a month? If I can order something you can't fix?
That is the offer.
Boy, what a way to win mucho free food. All right, I'll have a dish of moose stew with chocolate sauce.
Moose stew with chocolate sauce coming right up.
One moose stew with chocolate sauce.
One moose stew with chocolate sauce.
What a cinch. They wouldn't have the makings of moose stew. They...
One moose stew with chocolate sauce. You know, most people prefer their moose stew with raspberry sauce.
Oh. Okay, for my next course, I would like an order of broiled yak nose with green gravy.
One order of broiled yak nose with green gravy.
One order of broiled yak nose with green gravy.
One order of broiled yak nose with green gravy.
Will there be anything else?
Yes. I want an alligator cheese sandwich made with cheese from an alligator named Cynthia. I want it with lettuce grown in northern Bolivia and picked on Memorial Day. I want it served in rye bread with exactly 71 caraway seeds per slice. And I want a pickle in the shape of Muncie, Indiana.
Very good.
One number eight.
One number eight.
Roy? Roy, are you okay?
I'll try one more time. Give me an elephant foot sandwich with mustard.
One elephant foot sandwich with mustard.
One elephant foot sandwich with mustard.
Orson, could I see you for a moment out back?
Sure thing.
Orson, we don't have any elephant feet.
No elephant feet?
We'll have to give Roy free food for a month.
We're not giving up this quickly. Maybe we can still find some elephant feet. Come on. Where do you find elephant feet?
On an elephant, mayhaps.
No elephant in here.
Nor here.
No elephant here.
Nor under here.
Roy, do you have elephant's feet?
No, I always walk this way. Ooh, that'll be tender for days.
Wade, we have to face it. There are no elephants in these parts.
Well, what did you expect? Did you think that a passing circus truck would blow a tire and their elephant would escape? Anything can happen in a cartoon.
Let's try and drive on it to the next gas station.
We did it! We got an elephant!
Yes, but we can't put his feet in a sandwich.
Ah, I see what you mean. He is kind of cute. Scary, too.
The circus will eventually miss him and they'll come back for him. We'll take care of him in the meantime.
Yeah, what are we going to do about Roy's sandwich?
I think we're going to have to pay him off. But I have an idea that'll make it worth it. Well, Roy, you win. We can't fill your order for an elephant foot sandwich with mustard, so you get meals for a month.
I knew it. Didn't have any elephant back there, huh?
Oh, we have plenty of elephant. We're just out of mustard.
Ooh, what a great nap. That was one of the best naps I've ever had. Great nap. Maybe a tad too long, though. And now, hold on to your sandals because it's time for Screaming with Binky. We're at the bottom of the ocean where Binky the Clown has been drafted for underwater exploration because, I guess, they weren't too worried about losing him. We'll be back in a moment. On dry land.
Garfield. Garfield.
Oh, it's the director. What do you want?
We're waiting for the cartoon to start.
Good. Let me know how it turns out.
Garfield!
Yikes!
Camera 3, pan over and find him.
I'm up here. Well, now we know where Nerma learned that trick.
Sorry to disturb you, but we need to get this cartoon going.
First of all, I'm too tired. Secondly, I am injured.
Garfield, if you're not willing to perform, we'll just have to find someone else for this cartoon.
Knock yourself out.
All right, fine. Have it your way. We'll get someone else. Now, who can we get? We'll need someone who can act. And it would be nice if they were musical. And, of course, they have to be funny. I know who we can get. Get me Kermit the Frog on the phone. I'm kidding, Odie. You want the job?
Yeah.
Okay, let's start this one over. Roll tape. Stand by with the title card in 3, 2, 1. Action.
Boy, what an exciting cartoon so far.
Land sake! I dropped my purse and you brought it back to me, little doggy. Oh, you're a nice little doggy, you are. Come back to my house with me. I'll reward you with a nice, juicy steak.
It's dangerous to accept invitations from strangers. Someone would have to be pretty stupid to say yes. Odie will go with her.
What do you say?
Yeah. Told you.
Right this way, little doggy.
This is about as exciting as watching Cheese age. I'm going to change a channel and see what else is on. Seen this already. I'm not that desperate. Educational program. Oh, well. Might as well watch this and see what happens.
Here we are, doggy. Home. Now you make yourself at home while I change.
She'll probably turn out to be a wicked old witch or something. Hey, can I call him or what?
I hate little doggies, so I'll turn you into a toad. No, worse, a snake. No, even worse, I'll turn you into the most unspeakable, disgusting creature in the world.
She's going to turn Odie into a top 40 disc jockey. Oh, well, it's not my cartoon, it's not my problem.
Where are you going, puppy? Don't you know you can't get away from me? Now then, what shall I turn you into? That's too easy. I'm going to turn you into a gerbil. It's like a hamster. I know. You're thinking, what could be worse than being a gerbil? A gerbil sandwich!
Well, so much for the pup. He probably thought it'd be fun to have his own cartoon.
Garfield!
Go away. I'm not in this episode.
Garfield, aren't you going to do anything?
Yeah, I'm gonna do something. Better get guest star money for this, though.
Mustard, lettuce, tomato, onion. Okay, hold the onion. Oh, now who could that be? Oh, for me. Thank you. Come back sometime and I'll turn you into an aardvark. Wonder what this is.
Ta-da! Excusez-moi, madame. Well, like the man said, here's another nice mess you've gotten yourself into. Let's go home, fella. Oh. You're wondering how I got inside the box.
Uh-huh.
Don't ask me. It's your cartoon.